CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
When my dream boat comes home, and my dream will roam, I will meet you and I'll greet you. When my dream boat comes home, we'll sing of the gentle love you bring. It will be sweet hearts, yes, forever. When my dream boat comes home.
Closing out that set from his 2001 performance at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, we had rock and roll and blues legend Fats Domino with When My Dream Boat Comes Home. Fats Domino was born Antoine Domino Jr. 95 years ago Sunday, February 26, 1928 in New Orleans. Influenced by boogie-woogie jump blues and local piano players such as Professor Longhair and Archibald, he began playing the city clubs as a teenager, and in the 1950s, along with co-writer Dave Bartholomew, he became one of the most popular and pioneering artists of the day. Fats Domino charted 45 songs on the Billboard Hot 100, including 4 in the top 10, as well as 2 albums on the Billboard 200. He played Montreux on 5 different occasions and was an inaugural member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. On Rolling Stone Magazine's 100 Greatest Artists of All Time, he ranked number 25. Fats Domino was awarded a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987, and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2003. And taking us across the top of our first hour from Atlanta's Tyler Neal, we had his brand new single, Let the Spirit Take Over. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, legendary bluesman Booker T. Washington White, better known simply as Booker White, passed away 46 years ago Sunday, February 26, 1977, in his adopted hometown of Memphis at age 70. Best known to many as B.B. King's cousin, White was recording for RCA when B.B. King was just 5 years old, and while White was a huge influence on King on record and in person, and helped B.B. get his start, Booker was a legend in his own right, an expressive vocalist and powerful slide guitarist who his younger cousin never tried to imitate. White's father John taught the young Booker fiddle and eventually gave him his first guitar. He also played piano and learned bottleneck from other local musicians, and in May of 1930 he made his first recordings, 14 songs for RCA's Victor label in Memphis. In 1939, while serving time at the Mississippi State Penitentiary, Parchman Farm, he was recorded by folklorist John Lomax. In 1940, Booker White traveled to Chicago where he recorded another 12 songs, including Aberdeen, Mississippi Blues, Fixin' to Die Blues, and Parchman Farm Blues. Soon after, he returned to Memphis and settled into steady work and virtual obscurity. Bob Dylan's cover of Fixin' to Die Blues on his 1962 self-titled debut increased interest in White's music, and in 1963 he was rediscovered by the legendary John Fahey and music manager Ed Denson when they sent a letter simply addressed to Booker White, old blues singer, care of General Delivery, Aberdeen, Mississippi. The Aberdeen post office got in touch with White's relatives who still live there, and the letter was forwarded to him in Memphis. White wrote back to Fahey and Denson, who soon headed south. They met White, who was in his 50s, in good health, and still playing and singing strongly. They recorded White in his hotel room, and he was soon signed to the Arhuli label. With the 1960s blues revival in full swing, Booker White recorded and toured for over a decade. His last studio album, 1974's Big Daddy, was nominated for a Grammy. He passed away in Memphis in 1977 at 70. In addition to Dylan and his cousin B.B., White's music has influenced and been covered by artists such as Led Zeppelin, Jeff Buckley, David Gogo, Rory Block, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and countless others. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1990, and in 1992, his 1970 album Parchman Farm was also inducted. From 1963's Revisited, this is the late, great Booker White with his version of Baby Please Don't Go.
boy. Of course you fall off.
Thank you. long lonesome road by myself. Mama, listen to me. I ain't going down that big long lonesome road by myself. If I don't carry you, carry somebody else.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Closing out that set from her 2018 release, A Woman's Soul, a tribute to Bessie Smith, with the legendary Rory Block with her cover of Need a Little Sugar in My Bowl. Before that, from their 1993 release, Blues, we had Ontario's Bill Kinnear and Carlos de Junco with Big Road Blues. And I got that set started off with the legendary Book of White and his 1963 version of Baby Please Don't Go from Revisited. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rockin' blues music. For this week's big block of blues, I'm going to showcase the artists that will be playing at Kitsilano's Rogue Folk Club's 5th annual Hornby Blues Show on Friday, April 28th. This year, the show features Ontario's Emily Burgess and Rick Fiennes, as well as BC's Kenny Blues Boss Wayne and Paul Pagat. From her 2017 solo debut, Are We in Love? This is the 2018 Maple Blues Award winner for New Artist of the Year, Emily Burgess, with Ain't That a Woman.
Ain't me be yours a little longer. Oh, I feel you slipping away as my love is getting stronger.
Wild desires, the burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames, they went higher. And it burns, 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 that ring of fire. Love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell just like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire, I went down, 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 and the flames, they went higher, and it burns, 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 that ring of fire. To a burning ring of fire.